Here we are, Mrs. Whibsy, the Gare du Nord. Didn't I promise you we'd get here by supper time?
I'd never been to Paris before. I didn't tell the doctor that. I didn't want him to go thinking I was pleased or anything, because I wasn't. Being dragged along like this into another of his ridiculous adventures.
Welcome to the centre of the universe.
It's a bit busy.
Well, a slap bang in the middle of La Belle Epoque. Everyone who's anyone wants to be here. Look over there, that man chewing on a chicken leg. I think it's the Prince of Wales. No, maybe Oscar Wilde.
Well, I hope I can keep the food down. I'm not used to anything too exotic.
Travel by rail and sea always gives me a hearty appetite. Come along, Mrs. Whibsy. Have you ever had frog's legs?
Oh. I'd never have thought travel in the 1800s could be so quick. But the doctor had bundled us on board a series of trains and boats as if he was quite at home in the 19th century. That TARDIS of his had brought us forward in time almost 1900 years from the Roman period, still depositing us in the Sussex landscape that would one day become the village. We'd had to make the rest of the journey ourselves, during the early stages of which, for reasons best not gone into here, we were lugging an elephant with us. Some funny looks we got as well.
Mrs. Whibsy, come and see this.
Oh, there's always something. What's he gone and found now? He's like a little boy.
What do you think of that, eh?
Well, they're just posters, aren't they? Oh, no, hang on a minute. They're the same as the one that came in that bag from the bring and buy sale.
Yes, given to you in return for the TARDIS's special geometer. Exactly. Pass me our copy to compare, would you?
It was a famous poster from the time. You've probably seen the picture of a flamboyant-looking cabaret singer, Aristide Bruant. He's got on this big hat and a long scarf.
Only ours has been tampered with. The original by Henri Toulouse-Lautrec is subtly different. See?
Hardly subtle. One's got your face and one hasn't.
In the original, the scarf is short and orange. In ours, it's incredibly long and multicoloured.
And look what he's holding in his hand.
Yes, an element from the spatial geometer.
So why would someone make a version of his poster looking like you?
Let's hope Lautrec has the answer to that when we meet him.
I must admit it was quite exhilarating being whisked through the noisy, smelly streets. The doctor had flagged down a carriage for us. A hansom cab, I suppose they'd have called it in London. And we bowled along the cobbled boulevards, seeing the sights of the...